This week on World Star Weekly, Popeye's sandwich is to die for, or maybe to kill for. Halloween is scarier than you think, and some costumes are too good. We have so much more. Parental guidance is advised. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
It's time. When you hear that, you know it's time. It's either something bad's about to happen or something really good, because World Star Weekly is about to come on, and that's what we are. Welcome to World Star Weekly, where we break down and take down the best and the worst. That's the most important part, because the best is the worst of World Star viral clips each and every week, with fun but real discussions that need to be had. I am your host. My name is Tehran, the host with the most, and alongside, I'm here with the only one, the queen of the queen of the queens.
I appreciate that, because last week, my mom was like, you know, I like what he was saying. You know, you're the queen of ratchets. I like that.
Like, is that what your mom said?
Yes.
You're the queen of the ratchets, and she likes it. That's what. Yes. Why you always have to throw your mom under the bus with that accent? Let her have her accent.
Listen, I'm not throwing. Listen, I have my own accent. I am your girl, Rochelle, and I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Well, we're happy to have you, and we're even happier for Tanir, because he is not with us, but for the best of all reasons, he had a baby, meaning his wife had a baby. He didn't have the baby. Discussion was. He didn't have the baby. Wife had the baby, and he's going through it, too. Because men will act like, we had a baby. No, it takes two to make a baby, but to have a baby, it takes her. Like, she did all the pushing, she did all the work, and he was like, because you probably get bored holding her hand, like, push, push.
You gotta hold a thigh, too. You gotta hold a thigh, too.
Yeah.
But I like that. I really want my husband to be the same way. I want you to take all the time off. Both of us need to have that time.
Yeah, both of y'all need to be homeless. So look, because bills don't pay themselves. That's all I'm saying. Listen, this week on World Star Weekly, white privilege fail, woman on a mission, Popeye's sandwich is to die for, Halloween scare, police play dress up too, costumes too good, a costume so bad, and a costume even worse. We got a feel-good clip of how helpful people can be, and much, much more. And of course, the one and only Steph Sabraw, who is a 10 all the way through, is in the booth holding it down for us. So she will give us that word of logic that we miss so much. Hi, Steph.
Hey. Thanks for the intro.
Well, thanks for being here with us, Steph. We appreciate you so, so much.
Look, all right.
Well, we're going to go. Well, we do. We appreciate you, Steph. Who doesn't appreciate Steph? You appreciate Steph?
We appreciate Steph, but I understand why Steph is so mellow, because he wasn't giving that energy to her when she was setting up in the booth.
She was setting up. I mean, I was thinking of the videos, because this first video that I'm going to get right into is a guy who's not paying attention. If some people paid attention, they would understand. Some people don't. Here we have this nice, what seems to be a nice house. This is a nice house. I don't know what event is going on. That is a nice pool setup. You have the whirlpool right in the middle. I mean, this is a way to go. And you see, this is a security footage. People walking by it. Then you get this young man on the phone who walks by, and then you get this dude who just walks right into the pool.
And the funny thing about it, I was going to say, when I watched it, I was like, he wasn't even on his phone.
He was just so in his own world. He was just walking.
Have that not been you, though?
That has never been me. I've never been the guy to walk into the glass. I've seen it happen. I've never been the guy to walk into the pool. I've never been the guy. I think I'm a lot more aware of my surroundings and my circumstance.
As a black king, you should be so.
I appreciate that. But it really has to do with... It still actually surprises me that even at a mature age where we're old enough where you would think tripping or falling is something that we understand it happens.
Yeah.
But even when it does happen now, I still get hella embarrassed.
Shut up, you do?
If I trip and fall, I just get up and then walk and move to the next town.
Wow.
I actually moved to LA because I had tripped in DC. And I was like, I can't be here no more.
I trip low-key like once a month and I fall.
You fall?
I fall. I'll be on the floor.
You tumble?
I tumble. Scarlett took another tumble. Yeah. I just lay there and I just think about life.
You just, it's okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't even, to be honest, I don't ever get embarrassed. I actually notice it, but something I do, this is something that everyone will know this is a Tehran thing to do. If someone does trip and then try to walk it off like no one saw it, I'll call it out. I'll be like, we saw you. Like, own it. It's okay. Own it. Feel it.
You feel should it. Feel
That's
it.
That's human.
Yes, yes. That's the reason why I do lay there. Like, I lay on the floor and I think about life and I be like, wow, this really happened. I laugh at it, make sure that I'm intact. And then I get up and
you get up and move on. It's okay. That's what I've always felt like. It's okay.
Absolutely. But
everyone trips
though.
All the time.
You was preaching, but you're talking about you being embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I was just saying that to like get people on the side. Like, you know, when you're being an empathetic person, like, oh, I get embarrassed.
Okay, go.
I walk around in a bathrobe. Do I feel like the type who embarrasses easily?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
Don't be forgetting
the
shoes, though.
You know me pretty well. Like, do I seem like the type that gets embarrassed in a situation?
Nah.
Steph, do you embarrass?
Do you embarrass?
Yes. Yeah, I try not to, but if I fall... It's either I laugh or I just look at the person who saw me and acknowledge it. There's nothing you can do.
I'm the king of the saw that.
Oh
you
my
know?
God, I would actually.
I mean, I'm across the street yelling it. We saw you.
And you're tall.
Yeah, I'm extra about it. If I can get my phone out, I will. I mean, I don't, here's the thing. I don't wish something ill on the person. I hope,
absolutely.
I didn't want this guy to fall into the pool and then drown.
No, right.
But he's in a nice suit and he fell right into the pool. Pay attention. Look up.
Man. I
but he was looking up. I can't
too.
Even say look up. He was looking up.
He was. There was a friend next to him.
Can we get back to that pool scene? Can
it
we
was
go back
so
to the
beautiful.
Pool scene? Can we bring that clip back up? And the reason I need to bring that clip back up is because I want to show you how beautiful and just polished that looks like it could be a floor though.
Absolutely.
It looks like it could be a floor. But look at how high he's holding himself. Like look, with this young lady, she goes by the side perfectly. Then we get a young gentleman who's texting but still aware, and then this he walks
right
and then he takes a step and he tumbles in. And then here you get this is and the only person of color that's there is the help and they help him up. Well, that's what happens, white privilege, if you don't pay attention. That's what happened when someone has so much privilege. I don't need to look down. I only look down at people.
How
not
you
places.
Play boy. He looked like he had such good energy when he got up. He was cracking up. He looked like he wasn't tripping. Hype. Look at him. He ain't even happening.
So that one came in at 193,381 views. It's called LOL. Guy wasn't paying attention and falls right into a pool. But he was paying attention. He just fell right into the pool.
Right.
Let's get to the next clip at 173,932. Views. Now, this is what I want to premise before we start this clip. The Popeye sandwich is back, and it is causing all types of chaos. I don't understand. Have you had this Popeye sandwich?
You know I had the Popeye sandwich. Why are you playing with me?
And how was it?
It was really cute. Unfortunately, I had to go 3 days before because the line was like over an hour, and I had to get to work. So it took me about 3 days to get to it, but
so
it was
it took,
cute.
You were in line for 3 days? That's how.
No, I like tried every day, Monday, Tuesday, and then like Wednesday, I was able to get it.
You finally were able.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Steph, have you had the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
No, I can't do a line like that.
Excuse me, Mr. VIP. Okay.
Like,
I didn't know. You want VIP at Popeye's?
Yeah, I want to be escorted like...
Janet Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to go through that Janet Jackson police line?
Exactly.
I haven't had the Popeye sandwich.
I just don't think that there's not a place in L.A. that's better that doesn't have the line.
I've never been a line person. Like, even when people stand in line for the iPhone, for Jordans, for... There's this place called The Griddle that has this pancake that people stand in line.
I'm
like,
yeah.
It's good. I don't need extra. I'm not a line person myself, but I'm not a line person because I think I'm too important. But this person wasn't a line person either, and she was willing to do anything and everything to get to that Popeye's chicken. Now let's play this clip. So she is messing her car all types of up. She's messing up her car. She's messing up that dude's car. She's trying to get to the front of the line to get that Popeye's chicken.
Like,
and everybody's hyping it. Look, the Popeye's employee has no idea what to do. We've all been in a situation where that pillar has been there. Now, I've seen the pillar crush cars.
Yes.
Fortunately, I've never been a part of that. I don't know what I would do.
That is
the worst type of injury to your car.
Oh.
Look, messing up her vehicle. And she's not stopping.
But the thing about it, after this, she's going to have the Popeye's color on her. Like, that's the orange.
I don't understand.
This is my favorite part, though. Oh, girl, eating it, though.
Yo, look, oh, girl's eating the shit like, oh, yeah. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. She's
with
like,
that pickle.
It's worth it. Look.
She's ignorant.
I don't understand. Look, there are people in the car.
Who was that knocking on the door?
It's the dude from the backseat. He got out. I was like, move. It's like, that's not that person's responsibility to move.
Right, because that's where order. The lane is coming in.
Yeah, that's where the lane is. Like, that's where it's trying to order. That's the thing. People are so reckless.
Yeah, because I think she was coming on La Brea. I think this is the Popeyes on La Brea. Did you ever see? Because you know I'm from LA. But yeah, it looked like he came in from La Brea, and you got to come in on the other side.
Exactly. And so what they try to do, and there's a Wendy's on La Brea and Sunset that's like that. There's two places to enter,
yeah.
And people try to enter on the left side and then take that quick into the turn, but there's a line here.
Yes.
There's an entire line coming off Sunset.
Yes.
And this is the exact same thing. So if you notice... This there's this Popeyes location on La Brea and Jefferson.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe it's the exact same one as well. If you notice, there's a entrance on La Brea, but then there's the entrance on Jefferson.
Yes.
And that's where you're supposed to line up.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go around in the line, but then people try to get off La Brea and just take
Swooping
that quick.
That thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Take that quick left and get into the line. And that's what this person tried to do and get right there, but there's a line. There's a line, and they're getting mad at the person who did the right thing.
Being ignorant. And that's where you see that you got to choose pride or common sense.
You know what? I'll tell you one thing. No one has ever drowned from swallowing their pride.
Aw, that's cute.
Bars. Let's go to the next one. This is how much this Popeye's chicken sandwich means to people, okay? This is coming in. So that one was on a mission. Woman in drive-thru destroys her car while cutting in line for a Popeye's chicken sandwich. This one is at 187,341 views. That 187 is going to be very appropriate as we watch this news clip. That was relayed through World Star. Here we see...
News in Prince George's County.
Police this is Prince George's County in Maryland.
Following a deadly stabbing at a Popeyes restaurant in
deadly
Oxon
stabbing.
Hill. Preliminary investigators,
so extra.
Investigations say that the
deadly stabbing though.
It may have been over a chicken sandwich.
It may have been over chicken. Hold on, but this is like it may have been over.
We haven't been able to determine that preliminarily that this is related to the release of the sandwich here at this restaurant.
I don't know why this feels. This is so bad.
Boondocks.
It feels like this is a joke.
Absolutely.
It looks like this is one of those clips that someone made up, but it's not.
It does.
Got into an altercation.
This seemed like the episode of Boondocks.
With the victim being stabbed outside of the business.
Stabbed.
Police say the victim is a 28-year-old man. No suspect information has been released.
28-year-old who got stabbed over the chicken sandwich.
How you feel about that, friend?
I'm giving the benefit of the doubt to the Popeye's chicken sandwich that it is amazing. And yet there's nothing, no food on this planet that I would be willing to stab over unless it was the last piece of food on the planet and I was trying to provide for my family.
That makes sense. Now, what I heard in the Twitter streets is that those two people knew each other and, you know, he just caught him slipping, you know, and that's the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, being a Popeyes, you're not going to be in there for 2 minutes. You're going to be in there for a second. So it seemed like he was caught slipping.
Oh, so you think this was a setup? This wasn't over the chicken sandwich?
Not a setup. Preliminarily speaking,
this was over the chicken sandwich.
But he said it may be over and they were allegating.
But the investigative
kind of
detective was like, this is over the chicken. Like, even the way she said, this is over the chicken sandwich. She didn't want to say it, too.
Right.
She was like...
It sucks. It sucks to Popeye and their company because you're, you know, adding them to this and that's messed
up. Sucks to Popeye's and the company. I'll tell you what sucks to black people. Because I'll tell you something. We don't know the race of either one, either the victim or the suspected victimizer, correct? What race are they? I would guess. Steph, if you had to guess what race those two, the assaulter and the assaultee are, what race would you guess right now?
I'm not doing this with you.
Exactly, because we all don't want to say black, but we're like, because this is what this news clip sounds like. Black people kill each other over chicken sandwich.
Absolutely.
That's what it sounds like.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
And that's the reason why I was definitely doing my research on there. And I actually contacted the girl who tweeted it because I wanted to put her tweet up here. But yeah, she said because she knows she's a co-worker with the aunt who was a victim.
So they have no suspect. That girl, now you're putting this girl's business out there. They're about to go.
She got like thousands of retweets and likes. So it's not just me.
It's not just you.
I'm not going to put out her hat. hashtag or whatever, I mean, her at. I'm just giving a different side of the story since it's all allegations, but it seems like Playboy was caught slipping, unfortunately. Rest in peace to him. But that's all it seemed like it was a case of, just being at a popular spot.
I mean, if you know someone's out to get you, Popeye's chicken sandwich is probably not the way to go. Because you know you're going to be in the line for an hour. You know you're going to be in that line, Jamal.
I'm not about to play with you, friend. Rest in peace to him, and we send our condolences to the family. That sucks.
I do have one question, though, for him.
For who?
Did he get a bite of the sandwich before?
I'm not about to play with you.
No! Like, is this... I just want to know. I just want to know.
You got to ask the aunt and his family.
I mean, it's whenever someone gets murdered, I've never really understood why people in the hood really still kill each other. There's not, like, do you understand? We're fighting over the blocks that we don't own. We don't own any of those blocks.
Man, that's a whole different conversation for a whole different day.
There is nothing that goes on that really, really deserves that kind of attention.
But you know, with the history of gangs and all that good stuff, that's a whole other can.
Exactly. That's actually, it's all part of this. It's all symptomatic. It's all part of the same problem. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? At that point, what are we doing? Why are we not attacking the people that actually deserve it? Not that anyone deserves it. Okay, let's go to the next clip. Let's go to the next clip. This clip, that one, of course, this sandwich, that serious, man stabbed to death in Maryland, Popeyes, after
they had
altercation
the
over chicken sandwich. And you know, that's my hood, so that was interesting to watch. This one was definitely a very intriguing one to watch. Funny, 299,251 views. This is a delivery person who is going to deliver a package. And people have decorated their homes with Halloween decorations. Now, you see a young man going up on the stairs, and then you see him get the shock of his life as one of the Halloween decorations comes to life.
Man.
Guy, you see him. This is ADT. He's putting the package down. All of a sudden,
gone.
The skeleton and the little spider jump at him, and he runs out here. And he yelped, too. He was like,
I didn't even see the... The skeleton moving like that. I was just so focused.
Yeah, the scary clown. The scary clown. Are you afraid of clowns?
I don't like Halloween.
You don't like Halloween?
No.
Why not?
Because I was a mail carrier and I hated this.
Oh, you dealt with this?
Yes, it's real. It's so annoying, you know, especially if you're in a rich neighborhood where they have money to really do the thing. Hmm. Oh, my goodness. And you're out at this time of night. And, you know, everybody love Amazon. Oh, my goodness. It's the worst. It's not fun at all.
Steph, are you afraid of anything in particular? Are you a Halloween fan?
Steph says she is because, you know, she's the baddest. So make sure y'all go on her Instagram and see her last two Halloween
pictures. Oh, my God. No, I'm not scared of any. I feel like I'm more scared of just walking at night as a woman than I am for anything in Halloween.
Halloween is a scary time, though. I actually did a series of posts where I was like, do you know how many psychos and killers are walking around freely right now because they're blending in?
It's actually, like, the best time to be a psychopath.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. This is just people walking around, especially West Hollywood has the biggest Halloween parade in the world.
I did not know it was in the world.
In the world. Halloween is primarily a very American tradition.
Oh, absolutely.
And everywhere else has kind of adopted it, but it's a very American concept and custom. And it's just people walking around. And I put a series of Instagram post, and one of the things, people go overboard with the decorations. I'm not an overboard with the decoration person. I don't know. Steph Zabraw seems like she might be an overboard with the decoration person because she's very festive. She goes to Halloween parties and everything. But Halloween parties, we weren't invited
to. You
see to,
that subtle shade, listeners, viewers at home, you feel that?
No. I'll tell you. No, Steph, you can't shade the sun. You're a star.
Aww.
So, Rochelle, are you an over-decorator?
You know I ain't no decorator. I don't really do holidays like that unless it's Easter and Good Friday. That's my jam.
What do you do for Easter?
I like to go back home to Belize because it'd be turned up.
What do they do?
You can go to the Keys and stuff, and they have, like, you know, like, little contests and stuff, and it's really dope. Good Friday, we eat, you know, bread and fish, cross bun and fish. It's really good. It's a good time to be with the family and remember, and I'm personally, you know, I love me some Jesus, so I'm grateful for everything he's done on Good Friday, so that's my jam. Those are my favorite. Everything else, birthday included, New Year's included. I don't care about none of that.
You don't care about. You're not a celebratory person.
Easter. Huh?
So basically, if they gave hot cross buns and fish with every holiday, you'd be like, this is my jam.
Absolutely.
You know you can just eat that whenever you want, right? You know that, technically speaking, you could just make the food.
I could, but it tastes nicer when you can get it, you know, that once a year, especially back home. Come on, somebody.
Did you have a Halloween costume at least?
I do.
What was your Halloween costume this year?
I didn't. Oh, no. I didn't do none this year. I thought you just meant like, if I have something at home. No. Unless I had got invited to like a Chris Brown party or something like that, I was not purchasing nothing. Because last year I rented out some stuff, spent over $200 for
on Halloween? Booth.
Yeah.
What were you booth. Last year? What last year?
I had
year
a couple. I had rented
Warren
a couple.
Like,
I'm telling you,
$200.
I actually did Lil' Kim. I did Lil' Kim. And
it cost you $200 to be Lil' Kim? She's half
well,
naked.
Well, I had bought. Oh, you're right. But, no, I had to buy the weave, the glasses, all the kind of stuff because I was doing the look for...
Did anyone know who you were? Were they, oh, my God,
yeah.
Nicki Minaj, you look so Cardi B.
I wore blue on purpose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now
Steph, what was your costume?
Are you talking about this year?
Yes.
I did a Princess Leia costume.
Yes, you did. Yeah, we saw your Instagram.
Yeah, thank you. And I also did Mrs. George, Regina George's mom from Mean Girls.
So good.
Oh, yes, I seen that one. That was so cute.
Such a cute go to a party, Halloween party.
T-Ron, what did you do? And I remember telling you you could come if you wanted, but not.
What were you?
That didn't sound.
I feel like you were working.
I was a clone of Tehran. I feel like we dress up every day of the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you speaking in third person? Did that just...
Yeah, I was a clone of myself. I was a clone of Tehran.
Tehran was a clone of Tehran.
Yeah, that's what I do. I was just... We dress up every day. Every day, everyone wears a costume. Scariest costume is people who wear those suit and ties and go work at a cubicle. That's scary. Like, it's just... We do this every day. So, I like Halloween. I like it. I like the concept conceptually, but it's so crazy and so packed. You know when something's so packed that you just don't even have fun?
Yeah.
And I don't like people with masks running up on you. Like, or when people in masks are like, hey, what's up? Hey, like, I don't know who you are. You're wearing a mask.
Wow. I don't remember any of that. See,
yeah,
that's why I don't
want
to talk with it.
I get that a lot. But I'm not an over-decorator, so I don't have, like, Halloween.
Well, thankfully, we ain't got to worry like
that. But some people go out of the way. This next person, 215,413 views, Tekashi'd it up, and then an officer had something to say. So this guy is dressed up like
Tekashi. Hey, the police officer wants to tell me something. I don't know what it is.
And he's got an accent.
What is it that she said?
Hey, Tekashi, stop
snitching. That's LA.
For sure, LA.
That's not okay.
That looked like it was close to the West Hollywood parade. It looked like it was on the outskirts of the West Hollywood parade.
I love how everybody was like, oh, and then it's coming with so classic coming from the cops.
It
like,
was.
Really?
I like that. I like that the police officer involved himself in a positive way.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, oh, I can't do this. Tekashi, stop snitching.
Period.
Yeah, that's funny.
Just kidding.
Tekashi has actually become very, very popular in the form of pop culture, as in everyone now knows exactly who Tekashi is.
Absolutely, for negative reasons, people says if they're not talking, no matter if it's good or bad.
For the wrong, right reason. On one hand, you have to understand, it's not like he's snitching against good people. It's about bad people. It's bad people who do bad things. On the other hand, snitching, and most of us feel this way, is the worst thing to do.
Right, until you're put in a situation. Then you're like, let me think about it. But absolutely, I don't believe...
I've been in that situation. I didn't have to think about it.
You just don't,
So you gotta take the L. When you sign up for something,
you
sign up for something, you signed up for it.
Yeah, whatever you do, just make sure you can handle the consequences or the praises of it, either
or
you know.
Just don't do it. How about that? How about just don't do wrong?
Yeah, don't do wrong or make sure that you're able to handle the consequences, whatever. So, me, I'll probably still, you know, some nail polish, something like that, but... The most of that is like, you know, being banned or...
Are you just still stealing nail polish?
We are not talking about this on here.
Yeah, so look, let's go into this next video. This next video is one of the best costumes I've ever seen because this is this person's actual real life. This is, if you just see the picture, let's post that picture before we even have him speaking. That's Michael Jackson.
Period.
That is Michael Jackson. Now, if we found someone like this and it looked like Tupac, we'd be like, Tupac's still alive because we... Still
oh,
think
for
Tupac's
sure.
Late. This is Michael Jackson. However, it's a young man from Thailand who has gone out of his way through every form of surgical means in order to look like Michael Jackson to this degree, to the point where he is Michael Jackson. I'm sorry. This is
absolutely
a perfect replica. This is a clone. The way I was a clone of Tehran in the third person, this is a clone of Michael
Jackson.
Like,
I could see Janet Jackson through him.
Until you see him speak.
But Ni hao to all Michael Jackson fans.
Yeah, you know why that's funny? Honestly, this looks like Michael Jackson still alive. And he's faking it. So he'd be like, I'm not Michael Jackson.
He probably would, okay? He wanted to live a normal life so bad.
Yo, that he's got the mannerisms. He's got the look. Yes. He's got the act. He's got the hair. Don't let that hair get some next to some Pepsi fires.
Everything except him.
Except for the voice.
No, except him. He, like, Michael Jackson would never want to be somebody else. You need to be yourself. I think that's pretty cool. If you want to do that for a job or you're in Vegas and you're on a strip making a couple of cash, that's cool. But I went through his page. When I seen that, I went, like, found his Instagram, and I didn't really see much pictures of him, of himself. And that, to me, bothers me a little bit, because it's just like, it's disrespectful to yourself. Like, why would you want to live your life being someone else?
I completely agree with that. I could not imagine my life other than being me.
Yeah.
But I would like to live other people's lives. And I'll go through the list. Oprah. I would love to live Oprah's life. I wouldn't do Oprah things. I guess I just want Oprah's money. Let's put it this way.
Yeah, I was like, okay. The money, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just, that's Oprah, so Oprah, yeah. Like, Puff. I could live a Puff life.
Ooh, I would like to play with that.
I could be Puff. I could live a Puff life. I wouldn't like to look like Puff, but if that. I look like me and take that, I would fare well. Who else has a life that I feel like
Rihanna?
Indicative. You know, maybe because I'm male-centric, I don't know if I would be Rihanna. It seems like it's a lot of work to be Rihanna.
Chris
also
Brown?
Would not like to be beat up by Chris Brown. So what, we going to act like that didn't happen?
Yes.
I also do not think I would like to live Chris Brown's life.
It does seem a little stressful.
It seems like...
Shout out to him having that yard sale this morning.
A lot of things goes on with him, and a lot of it he causes. So that Chris Brown life isn't as much... However, I could see myself
Safari.
Living. Definitely would never. Listen, even now, I couldn't be Safari. I just couldn't be Safari. I just don't want to be Safari.
I think I would for sure want to do Rihanna. Only because it's like carefree, Caribbean, fun. She looks amazing. Money is nice. She has lingerie and makeup and money. Like, come on.
I mean, Trump. I might be Trump. I might throw out a Trump. Were you the president and doing wild...
No.
Wild shit.
The presidency has too much blood on their
hands.
Because
President Obama did everything right. So I couldn't be President Obama. Like, he did everything well, everything right. But I could drum where you just like...
doing his thing.
I kill people for Popeye sandwich. Like, I'm just... Just extra stuff. Is there any life you would live?
I don't know. I guess Oprah or Rihanna is a good choice.
Yeah.
No one wanted to be Beyonce?
No.
Wow!
The pressure,
perfect
perfection. Whereas, like every other person, their career leaves room for imperfection. She leaves zero.
Yeah, she seems
even
like
in her
lot.
Imperfections are perfect. When she falls, she still
she but when she fell when she was squat. No, she fell during a performance and then got right back up on beat and continued even though she was bleeding.
See, that's too much. I want to be able to just lay there and just think about life. But Megan Thee Stallion.
Let me know in the comments below whose life would you like to live. I am so torn about Megan Thee Stallion. I want to like Megan Thee Stallion so much. I just can't like her music. Like, I want to like her music, and I cannot.
Wait, I hear what you play before the show, and there's no reason why her music is any different than what
Travis Scott.
Yeah, she at
least. I please do not compare Megan Stallion's music to Travis Scott. Please don't do that. When I listen to Kanye,
I'm always represent for friends. Yeah. Megan, she doing her
Roscoe,
thing. You're not going
to. I listen to Roscoe Dash.
It's fine. That's your
Roscoe and Dash had it. That was a throwback.
I know you listen to a lot of trash.
Yeah, when you play that to Kanye.
Megan Stallion's not trash
at all. She is everything.
I didn't say she was trash. I just don't think it's as good as the songs come out.
Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie?
Okay.
I don't think A Boogie's that good either. Just to go, I like
Great,
A Boogie,
but
I've just never been.
It.
That's because he's got songs that are just there. He's got a couple good songs.
Boogie, and so does Meg Thee Stallion.
Absolutely. Name and she's three so good carefree.
Songs. Yeah, and what, she's picking up trash.
Yes, I went to that too.
She did what?
She was picking up trash at Santa Monica Pier.
So she's a good person. Yes. I respect that. Good for her. That does not mean her music is great. Let's. I don't know why we confuse the two.
That doesn't mean her music is great to you. But your music is great.
She's a great rapper.
Yes, she is a great rapper. She has great energy. You could feel her aura, and I don't even know where she at. I could feel it right now that she's awesome. Her and her little dog. I could just feel it now. She's everything.
Cardi, we need you back. Do you see what's going on right now? Don't let Nicki Minaj curse.
You can't even
curse
say
you.
Don't say
no. Cardi B, she cool
Little
too.
Little Kim, Nicki, I mean, Cardi's
she cool
great.
Too. I don't have to. You don't have to bring someone down and big someone up.
No. It's not. This is rap is a competitive sport.
But why are you comparing them to women when they're out rapping almost all the men out right now?
I can't. I mean, Cardi doesn't write her own rap, so I can't add Cardi into that mix. Megan Thee Stallion she's got flow.
All right, we'll take it.
Okay.
I don't know.
And amazing knees.
I don't know who of my personal favorite rappers that you feel like she's out rapping, because my favorite
rappers right now, like NLE Chopper.
Okay, they're all in that Megan Thee Stallion category. I'm not putting them in the better category. I have some particular NLE Choppa songs that I like. However, I'm not counting him as a rap lyricist for the ages.
Okay.
If we're going down rappers, I'm in that Jay-Z category.
We're talking about current.
Yeah, like who else is popping around like in this Megan Thee Stallion era? As females.
I mean, I think Travis Scott is, even as good as people think he is, I think he's still underrated. His music is special.
Okay, but he's been, because he produces his own music.
It's just really
good.
And
he's been doing that forever.
Like, he's really good. Yeah. I like Travis Scott.
And he was...
Drake, like, I like Drake.
You're
talking even people
about people who have been in the
But if someone who's
forever.
New, I'm not thinking that anyone new is anything more than Megan Thee Stallion. The only difference is I want Megan Thee Stallion to have a hit. I want her to have big hit song. I want her to have her Cardi B hit song where it just...
Okay, Bodak Yellow shut everything down.
That's what I want Megan Thee Stallion to have, is a Bodak Yellow.
Oh, because you was over there talking about that Nicki Minaj song that she had with her, right?
Yeah, the Hot Girl Summer.
Yeah,
I wanted that to be a great summer. I wanted it to be a great song.
Ty Dolla Sign shouldn't have been in it.
I don't think Ty Dolla Sign shouldn't be on. Okay, so let's go to the next. Ty Dolla Sign's cool. Let's go to the next one. Speaking of things that people should not do, 141,728 views, but I'm sure it will be all over, because it's all over the news right now. This teacher decided to dress up as Common and rap to his students, and it's so good, except for the fact that he's white, and the rap's not good either. So let's watch this.
And a South Bay teacher on leave tonight for an astonishing choice of Halloween attire.
Yes.
Good evening, I'm Brian Hackett.
And I'm Juliette Goodrich. Video posted to Twitter appears to show a teacher in front of a class rapping out a lesson in blackface.
Millions of people, not enough to eat. What will we do with AI? Microsoft technology, the future.
Even though he said that AI, Microsoft, like Common.
This apparently happened at Milpitas High School back
on
Halloween.
What beat is that?
The person who posted the video wrote that the educator is white.
It sounds like a Megan Thee Stallion beat.
Here's you got me messed up. Saying, in a school community where we welcome learners and families who represent cultures and religions throughout the world, it hurts to know that this type of cultural insensitivity and lack of cultural awareness still hovers in the background. The school board president also sent out a statement saying, as an African-American man, the history of blackface reminds me of the cruelty, hatred, and fear my parents and people of African ancestry have dealt with in the past and still experience today around the world. The actions were inappropriate, unprofessional, and insensitive, and I've asked the superintendent to ensure an immediate investigation is conducted.
At least they're taking action. In my opinion, the teacher's actions were inappropriate, but also extremely stupid. Like, at this point, who does not know that blackface is inappropriate?
Like, you dropped the ball on that. I think, like, people are now going out their way to show their hatred. And then I think he tried to cover it up, like, oh, I'm doing that at school with a little, you know, rap, educational rap. And no, that's inappropriate. It's not okay. it, just like you said, not in 2019 where you see this, like, and literally people make a list every year before Halloween to say things to not do to offend other people, and blackface is always like 1 out of 5. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Like, I could never be like, oh, let me dress up as Donald Trump and like, what colored is chocolate?
But white face is still not as repressive as blackface. However, I don't believe the teacher is racist. I believe the teacher is stupid. And there's a difference. There's a difference. Because we're so quick to assume that someone's racist, as in they have an intent. This is a person who is so unaware that it's a form of racism. Because how can you not be aware that what you're doing is offensive? What you're doing is something that has been brought up several times. People have expressed how culturally insensitive it is, to the point that, for example, for the Persian New Year, the person who is the version of a Santa Claus in the Persian culture, something that, by the way, it has been going on for 5,000 years. So it far exceeds any form of Western racism, which is where most concepts of racism began, in a way. Is a person who basically wears a form of blackface in a red outfit. And then Persian people have stopped doing so in the United States because they do not want to offend anyone. Even though that tradition has been going on longer than any form of blackface and mockery of African Americans, period. They have stopped doing it. It's similar to the outfits that are worn by the bishops in Spain that look like KKK outfits, mm-hmm. but you wouldn't see them do that here.
This school is in California.
Yes.
Enough said. California is a melting pot, baby. You got everything. You have the knowledge. And not to even say you have students who have come from different nationalities and races and all that good stuff. It's no excuse. When you bought that paint, I know somebody gave you a side eye. When you colored your face, I know somebody in the car gave you a side eye. I know when you walked in that school, somebody had to say something. You had enough time before this class, before somebody was recording, to wash your face and do better. And you decided not to. There's no excuses. And you get
who didn't
you get.
Tell him? Why did the other teachers not say something to him?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Somebody, something, because this is, I cannot give him a pass. Like, probably somebody did. And he was like, no, like, I worked too hard on this rap. Like, I'm doing it. You know, like, he clearly did it. There's no way I don't not believe when somebody asked him, what? Come on, when you dressing up for Halloween, how many times did you ask me and Steph what we wanted to be for Halloween? So when somebody asked him, what did you want to be for Halloween? He said, common. They said, oh, so what you going to wear? Oh, I'm going to wear this white turtleneck with this jean jacket looking like him, and I'm going to paint my face. Come on, baby.
Nah. Michael Klaus, get your dad.
Don't nobody have time to be.
Get your dad. Who is this?
Yeah.
Somebody.
It's out.
We need to have a conversation. I want to hear ridiculous.
I mean, I hope Common don't waste his beautiful, precious time commenting on it, but I would love to hear his insight on it.
I think that people aren't aware. And in fact, one of my Instagram posts, when I was telling you I was doing these Instagram posts specifically for Halloween, giving out Halloween awards that were very, very fun. One of the things I posted was, tonight is the night one white guy ruins the rest of his life for a costume. One white guy. And this was the guy. This was the guy who ruined the rest of his life for a costume. You're probably a great teacher, bro. You're a guy who put in so much effort that you wrote a rap for your students. And it was meaningful. It probably came from heart. You probably sat there all night writing this flow like, yeah, I'm killing them. Me and Megan Thee Stallion are killing them right now. And this is what she chose to do.
So it's his fault if, you know, whatever happens, happens. But you know what?
Yo, hit me for the remix. All right, let's...
Hit him. Don't hit me, because you're going to get hit.
Yo. Steph, do you have any comments for this?
I just think I don't understand how you don't know by now. I don't think he's did it in a hateful way, but
I don't think so
either.
The
thing is that if I'm a... If I'm hiring or firing, I can't trust that if you don't have the judgment to decide not to walk out of the house like that, that you don't have the right judgment for anything at that point. That's crazy.
See, can you blame me for Steph? You see that?
What? That she ain't got the right. That you said that you ain't got the right
that was
judgment.
Smart.
I love it.
Hey, honestly, that ends all discussions right there. It's that simple. Like, don't even. Let's not even worry about the racist connotation. If you don't have the proper judgment to understand this, I don't want you teaching my children.
Absolutely.
You're fired. Next one coming in is 659,813 views. This one took the cake on World Star. This is a mom who's out with her two children walking the Vegas Strip in the best costume of Halloween. Let's notice this. She is dressed as Catwoman. It is turning heads.
And phones, okay?
Phones are popping out.
Okay, so
breasts are popping out.
Do you know much about Joker?
I know enough about Joker to know that both her kids look like they're about to start a reggaeton band. Joker reggaeton band. Los Jokers. They had their shirt all open. They were getting it, too. They were out there. They look like they're about to start their own. They about to get it themselves. That's Bad Bunny Joker.
You're dumb.
What do you
mean? I'm asking because I wanted to know the purpose of her costume. I didn't get it.
She was Catwoman.
And okay, so it's just like a Marvel.
They were DC Comics.
Got it.
DC comic villains.
Got it. Well, you know already I have to compliment her. Her body looks incredible. Looks amazing.
Yeah. She definitely got a great body.
Yeah, girl. And I mean,
she
I guess
worked
if
hard.
You, if you
Good
want
for
it,
her. She
it.
Worked hard, yeah. Made money, went and purchased the body she wanted, and now
How
she's...
How you gonna be assuming she purchased the body?
Can we please go back to the body? There's Steph Sabra. I want everyone, if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us 5 stars. Make sure to check out the videos as well. Share, subscribe, like, and look at it for this reason. And if nothing else, look at it for this reason only. Now, we're going back. We're going. This is her front. Those are not real.
How you
this
know
is her
not
back.
Real? They look
No,
close.
No. Those are her front. They are not real. That is her back. That is not real.
Okay.
All right. Is there any discussion?
I don't judge
the
unless
they
tell me.
The green hair on the little kids is more real than her ass.
If you don't tell me you bought it, I'm not going to assume. I believe assuming makes you ask.
You don't have to see if somebody bought something.
I mean, I just can't do it because that's not the truth. That's just me. Personally, me. Like, the same way some people say they have a gay art. Unless you tell me for a fact that you're gay, I cannot assume you're gay. That's just me. I don't assume.
Once you hit me with 3 yas, I'm
see,
there.
See, that ain't me.
Three? I'm going with 3.
And me, I ain't going to assume.
3. Once you hit me with 3, we have, it's an assumption. I'm not saying it's right. It's not wrong. It's you. Live you. Do
but
you.
You. But you automatically
do you.
Assume. All I'm saying is that her body looks great. And, yeah, girl.
Hit me with a 3rd yes, you're afraid
quick
ocean.
Thing, you guys. I just did some research on her Instagram. Yes. And her bio is 100% not natural.
Wow. So, well, now we can say it's fake.
There you go.
Thank you.
No problem.
So
thank
now,
you so much,
shout
Steph
out
Sabra.
To you and your doctor, girl. They
she
got
worked
you
hard,
yes
bought her body in there.
Yes.
Do you think this is appropriate to have with her children?
I or wanted these to two ask children? You that. I don't know. I'm not a parent at the moment. So, I mean,
at
clearly.
At the moment, something you want to tell us?
Not today either. Praise the Lord. But no, I think clearly they probably see her like that at home all the time anyway. You
but
know
do
saying?
We think this is appropriate? Steph?
I don't know. It's like they're stuck with her, so I guess get used to it because
here we
I'm
go.
Gonna show her Instagram for everyone that you see.
Yep. Britannia 187.
100% not natural. Highest paid web entertainer.
Okay.
That is true. She does not do nudity, by the way. She does like these things post paid. And on top of that, just to let you know, both those kids, half Persian. So
also, I don't
she's
see
gorgeous.
Them anywhere else.
Not
those
in the
are,
back
those
of the
are
pool.
Her. Those are her sons, though, and they're the cutest
How you
kids.
Know?
Yeah,
I know her. I know. I know.
Yeah,
she was married to a friend of mine.
She's gorgeous. Okay. I think though, I don't know. I'm not judging parenting skills,
yeah.
But obviously, like they're gonna have to be about this life because she is.
I'm gonna say something. Their father is a very well-known tattoo artist,
mm-hmm.
has super amounts of tattoos,
mm-hmm.
and the kids are the cutest kids, and she's a really great mom. I'm not gonna lie. She's a great mom who
yeah,
teaches them respect.
Like, it doesn't seem like she's not a good mom.
This is a thing. Mm-hmm. This is a thing where we all have a judgment or a preconceived notion
yeah.
of how to raise children and what we should do, and I don't know. Is this bad? People are like, oh, I can't believe you raised your kid like this, and then they're at home hitting their kids, and now
yeah,
their kids grow up violent.
Yeah,
and I have to be in a mass shooting because you hit your kid. Like, no one has the right answer except if you give your child love
mm-hmm.
and understanding, and teach them right from wrong.
Yeah,
I just think the one thing that I will say is that you are, whether you like it or not, you're teaching your kids that I get attention because of how I look on the streets, as opposed to what's in her mind, which I'm sure she is a great mom. But what they're going to learn is like, oh, this is how women can get attention.
Right.
I don't know, though. If she's a good mom at home, then do whatever you want.
That's what I was thinking. I was just like, I don't know how it's going to affect them in the future. But I think about Amber Rose and how she used to behave like that. And Sebastian, her son, every time we see a clip of him, he seems so well, you know, spoken, so respectful, so sweet. So it's just like...
Shout out to the nannies of the world. Look, let's get to...
You're
going to want to check out Britannia187. You're going to want to get her Instagram. Her Instagram is a lot of that and more. Let's go to we always have to end with some feel-good, positive vibes. You know, the kind of vibes that I throw with Steph's Abroad. So we're going to end with some good, positive vibes. 260,971 views. This is a video. And once again, back in my home in Washington, D.C., they had the Nationals won the World Series. And so it's turned up in D.C. And one of the people, as things are going and things are going awry, finds an iPhone, a new iPhone at that. And watch what happens. And this is why there's still hope in people. So you see, there's a celebration. This is right there, all going on. This looks like it's on 14th Ave or near the Verizon Center, actually. Someone dropped the phone, and this gentleman, look, everyone start chanting, who dropped their phone? Who dropped their phone? Everyone starts chanting this.
I just love this so much.
And everyone's checking their phone, and then here we have the whole crowd chanting, one guy leading the chant. Hey, who dropped their phone? Hey, who dropped their phone? People wearing all their type of DC stuff, and then you see a young lady come through, and get to the phone.
She dropped the phone.
And nobody came to lie and claim the phone.
Yeah.
It was the rightful owner's phone. They came and everyone got excited. And that's the worst is to drop a phone.
She dropped her phone.
And everyone's chanting in unison. I wish the world felt like this. There are no cars on fire. There's nothing destructive happening. Just a group of people in good spirits, happy that they're home team won, and that was it, to the point where they helped people out. And this still gives me hope in humanity.
Absolutely. I must give you kudos, Tehran, because this was the best video so far that you have picked. It made me feel so good. I was on the toilet watching it, so happy. It was really nice. I was like, this is so sweet. And I really hope that we can continue to do that, because this shows just the adulthood. We all know iPhones cost $500+. You know what I'm saying? A G plus. And it's just like,
iPhones
clearly
are expensive. And I've lost my phone in the worst places.
At the airport?
Not even. Places like, the number one place I lost my phone where people come and take your phone, at the basketball court, where there's a trust when you play basketball and you put your stuff on the side and you're in the game that nobody touches your stuff.
Hmm.
And then there's times where these kids come and take your stuff. And in fact, I had a situation with the person who took my phone, and they thought that the phone was off, and I had given up hope, and then it pinged, and I saw where it was, and then I went to the house of the person, and
apologized.
Got my phone back. I got my phone back.
Got it.
But that's the worst, when you lose your phone. And sometimes when people want to steal your phone, I want to be like, I would rather just give you $100.
Yeah.
But this is a person, especially the phone was on the ground. Anyone could have picked it up, and they're not even stealing it. They could have rightfully picked it up and been like, oh, I don't know whose phone this is. It's mine now. And it would have been done, but they...
No, that happened a couple of times to me at the club and out. And it's just, it's
no,
not even worth
phone?
It. No. Well, I've had got jacked before for my phone, and this is the worst feeling. But I've also found plenty of iPhones, and it's not even worth it. Like, for one, I know how it feels, so I don't want it. And for two, it's your phone.
It's the worst. There's so many personal things, your photos.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I'll tell you something. 15 years ago, someone dropped a very expensive phone, and I found it. They called it, and I set up a meeting to meet them at the mall. And I gave this guy back his phone, and he offered me money, and I said no. Remember, this is 15 years ago. Fast forward to last year, this person is in charge of a big event, remembers me from 15 years ago, and hires me for great, didn't need to hire me in a very prestigious event and hires me and brings me on and was like, you might not remember me, but 15 years ago, you found my phone. And anyone else would have took it. And you gave it back. And when I offered you money, you said no. And that is a true story.
I love that. Man, yeah. You just ended the night off real good, feeling good, yeah. Butters and yeah. stuff.
You have and I slept with his girlfriend. But that's not... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Had to ruin it. I had to ruin it because I ruined everything. That's what I do. What do you do? What do you do? Let's tell people where to find you if you want to be found. I did not... By the way, for the record, the phone thing is real. The sleeping with his girlfriend thing, not real. I was joking.
Just for the record.
I have to always mention that I'm joking with things because people really think I'm serious.
Right.
Where can people find you if you want to be found? Rochelle Pollard?
You guys can always find me on Instagram. That's Roach Baby, RoachBaby. What you about to say, Tayron?
I was about to say that I love following you on Instagram.
You don't even follow me.
Well then, where can you find Steph Sabra?
Wait, Tayron, I'm going to need you to follow her right now.
No, I noticed that right when we first met. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, we're like exchanging social media.
Steph Sabra, where can we find you?
And then he follows himself. Because he put it in, he followed himself, and then I just noticed when I posted last week episode, everybody's tagging my look on the thing. It was just like, you don't follow your sis.
So Steph Sabra,
whoa, Tayron, you went on her phone, followed yourself, and then didn't follow her back.
When what I tell you star? These niggas ain't me, loyal. What are we doing? Like,
what's your Instagram? What is it?
Now you ain't gotta follow me now.
Do it now,
baby. Ms. Roach Baby?
He gonna ask me for my Instagram what every email, every week for the past couple of months.
What is it?
R-O-A-C-H.
Just be happy he knows R-O-A-C-H. Your name. He'll be on A-C-H. Panels with people for months and not know their name.
Are we? Is this? Oh, you're not following me.
Duh, follow. I don't follow nobody who won't follow me.
Yeah,
follow.
She unfollowed.
Look, followed and... I've liked pictures. Look. Oh, look at that.
You like videos of you.
Look at
oh, mom.
Steph Sabra.
Girl,
where can we find you?
Steph Sabra.
Steph Sabra.
Steph Sabra.
I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the worst thing that I've ever done.
It'd be your
and
own.
I'm Tehran. Find me at I Am Tehran all across the board. And, of course, hosting and paneling on a slew of other shows because all of your favorite TV shows are my favorite TV shows, too. And you can catch us here each and every week as we talk World Star Weekly. Remember, everybody is a star. Only you get to be a world star. You get to choose. We will catch you next week, right here, World Star Weekly. World Star!
Bye, friends.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.